Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. 71 through 73 refer to the following radio broadcast.
You're listening to 107 Radio's Traffic Report. In order to finish repairing a broken water pipeline, the Department of Public Works will close a portion of Dean Avenue at 10 a.m. today. Heavy traffic is expected because of the closure, so motorists driving south are encouraged to take Milton Boulevard instead. Meanwhile, those heading north toward the Hawkins Centre for the Performing Arts can drive across Bulmer Bridge. Dean Avenue will be open again to vehicles at 3 p.m. For another traffic update, check back in at 8 o'clock. Until then, enjoy more of the music you love.
Number 71. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 72. Why is Dean Avenue going to be closed? Number 73. What does the speaker say will happen at 3 p.m.? Question 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
Good evening, everyone. On behalf of the company's board of directors, I'd like to thank you all for attending the 33rd anniversary of Elegance and Style. Without the ongoing support of our cherished customers, we would not have achieved the level of success we have in the industry. Of course, I'd like to express my sincere appreciation to our excellent designer, Alana Switch, who produced superb clothing for both our formal and ready-to-wear lines. And to all the employees who make up this company, I thank you for your reliable service, endless hours, and unwavering devotion. For this occasion, a special dinner has been prepared with a live performance from a jazz band. Thank you. And enjoy the rest of the evening.
Number 74. Who is most likely giving the talk? Number 75. How has Ms. Switch contributed to Elegance and Style? Number 76. What will take place during the event? Question 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
You have reached Lake Point Events. We are currently closed as our kitchen is undergoing a renovation. Our company will return to normal business hours on May 12th. We apologize for the inconvenience, but hope these changes will help us better serve our customers. We will be adding a larger food preparation area, a new refrigerator system, and a loading garage. If you would like to book our services for an upcoming event, please leave a message and include your name and telephone number. For a full list of our menus, please visit us at www.lakepointevents.com. There you can also learn about our history and have a look at our online catalog. Thank you.
Number 77. What type of service does the company most likely provide? Number 78. According to the speaker, how does the company plan to improve its service? Number 79. Why would listeners visit the company's website? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following introduction.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Alan Markovic. As the president of Nature Sports, I'm very pleased to welcome our new and returning members for the first meeting of this year. The goals of nature sports are to promote physical health and appreciation of nature and environmental consciousness. We achieve this, in part, by organizing several outdoor activities. I'll hand out copies of our activities program in a moment, but would first like to have a brief introduction. So take a moment to say hello to the people around you, as we are all a part of the nature sports family.
Number 80. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 81. According to the speaker, what is one of the group's objectives? Number 82. What does the speaker instruct the listeners to do? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message.
Hey, Victor. This is Vivian Powers, and I wanted to welcome you. Everyone is excited that you're joining the marketing department here in the Paris office. I'm not sure if you got the memo from Candice Bell, the department head. She has rescheduled this week's Monday staff meeting because we'll be having a special breakfast to welcome you to the branch. Instead of the normal 9 a.m. time, it will be hosted at noon. Make sure to prepare a short speech about yourself. No pressure, though. It doesn't need to be formal and could contain a few of your basic goals in your new role. Anyway, I hope you're settling in at your new apartment just fine. Feel free to let me know if you need help with anything.
Number 83. Why is the speaker calling? Number 84. Who most likely is Candice Bell? Number 85. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"No pressure, though"?
Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following announcement.
Good morning. Let me go over the new safety reminders one more time, and then we can get work underway for the day. To avoid any electrical or mechanical accidents while operating our machines, please make sure that you wear protective clothing, gloves, safety glasses, or face shields whenever necessary. Remember to place warning signs in areas where you conduct potentially hazardous experiments. Please do not remove these signs until the experiments are completed. Do your best to comply with these safety measures. I do appreciate you working quickly, but your safety is of more importance.
Number 86. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 87. What are employees required to do? Number 88. What should listeners do before conducting experiments? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following speech.
Hello and welcome to the Minneapolis Art Center. I would like to begin by giving thanks to everyone here, because without you all, I never would have been able to open my own exhibit. It took years of support from my friends and family to make my dreams come true. I would also like to give special recognition to Amy Bluff, the director of this prestigious institution. Had she not provided me with a grant to travel abroad, I wouldn't have been able to take the photos shown here. As for this evening's event, it will last for the next 4 hours. During that time, I can address any inquiries about the photos. I'm happy to do that.
Number 89. Where is the speech most likely taking place? Number 90. According to the speaker, what did Amy Bluff do? Number 91. What does the speaker mean when she says,
I'm happy to do that?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement and table.
Welcome aboard the Gazelle train to Vancouver. We will depart from Toronto's Union Station shortly. For your convenience, the dining car is open 24 hours. If you would like to have your meals delivered to you, please check that option on the printed menu sheet and hang it on the door to your sleeping car. Passengers who wish to use the internet may purchase access to Wi-Fi by the hour. Gazelle train members who have booked first-class tickets may also redeem 1,000 of their points in exchange for unlimited Wi-Fi for the entire trip. If you require any further assistance, please press your seat's call button and our train staff will be happy to assist you.
Number 92. What is the announcement mainly about? Number 93. How can passengers make use of a food delivery service? Number 94. Look at the graphic. Which passenger can redeem points for a service? Go on to the next page. Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and map.
Attention all passengers who have just disembarked from Ray Airlines Flight 238 arriving from Tokyo. Please make your way to the immigration counters in the East Terminal. The lines are a little long today, so if you are eligible, you may want to make use of an automated passport control kiosk. After exiting that area, you'll see display boards in front of you indicating where to get your luggage. Just note that the information boards do not currently provide correct carousel numbers. This is because the airport computer system has been experiencing some problems since its recent software update. Passengers should go to the baggage carousel just to the left of the west escalator in front of the restroom. Thank you for your attention.
Number 95. Where are listeners instructed to go? Number 96. What does the speaker mention about the display boards? Number 97. Look at the graphic. Where can Flight 238 passengers claim their luggage? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following advertisement and list.
Are you looking for a casual dining experience in downtown Miami? Try Havana Bistro, the newly opened restaurant from Chef Marcus Garcia. Havana Bistro offers a diverse array of menu options, ranging from exciting Cuban plates to modern French specialties. Throughout January, guests can choose chocolate cake or peach pie on the house to finish their meals. Visit our website for more information about our menu and hours of operation. Also, check our site for a schedule of upcoming cooking classes taught by Chef Garcia that cover different culinary skills. All classes will be held on Wednesdays and begin in March, except for our earliest evening class, which will start 1 month later.
Number 98. What is mentioned about Havana Bistro? Number 99. What is being offered throughout January? Number 100. Look at the graphic. What class will start in April? This is the end of the listening test. End of recording.